Glenthra, my father. It cannot be.
Mlochlindra, my daughter, it can. By the seventh moon of the season of High Winsome, when the latest Fire Mountain subsides into silence, you will give your hand to Selwynbor, the rest to follow. Thus will the latest group of Fire Mountains be appeased, our family will be blessed, and our crops will grow like nobody's business.
But Panthra, why Selwynbor? His name is well chosen.
It is tradition.
Then let the moving path of the Fire Mountains not grow cold.
You anger our gods, Mlochlindra.
Panthra, I care not. I will run away. Far from here. To the next field, even. There will I find peace, and my own true love amongst the shrubs.
Idealist in the extreme. Daughter, you do not act responsibly. You do not act with thought. Basically, you do not act. I know our ways are strange, the lines are awkward, but do please make an effort.
It is not in my character.
Obviously. The gods are not well pleased, Mlochlindra. Let us retire to our fireproof tent.
The Fire Mountains are not a sign of angry gods, Father. They're an indication of something far more important than truncated nuptials.
That is better, my daughter. With fire in your heart, you may yet outperform us all.
6/19 across the galaxy from Earth and its moon, the massive ship containing Emmett, Waylar, and the Cleaners were approaching their destination. A pink planet set in a pink system with a pink sun. Meanwhile, back on the Earth's moon...
Kathy? You there, Kathy?
What is it, Commander?
I've just realized. Quick, say something, Kathy.
What, Chris?
Say something before it's too late.
Like what?
Say something!
What? Like what?
Something deep, something meaningful. It's your last chance.
I don't understand.
Don't you get it? Haven't you realized? Kathy, we're not in this one!
Subject, New Uno, Emmett. Subject, Tigrel, Waylar. Subject, Cleaners. All previously identified on Side 1. Current location, on board, huge anomaly. Currently entering orbit around tasteless pink planet.
Time to get up! 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 Time to get up!
I feel as if I've been strung up.
They have been in suspended animation. My sentience, exactly.
You're suffering from bad sentience construction.
Your humor has taken a turn for the worse.
And so has yours.
Helm agrees, sir.
I thought we'd agreed you were dead.
Perhaps I am. I don't feel well enough to decide.
Your helm was put in suspended animation along with the rest of you. The process has worked wonders for him.
Well, if he feels the way I do, I'd disagree.
Helm agrees, sir.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine, show a leg, the weather's fine.
What?
I have been studying Earth poetry. The boy stood on the burning deck when all the rest had fled. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful scimitar?
Very impressive.
Thank you. I have also been studying Earth cuisine. Eggs and bacon, anyone?
What are those?
The bacon is meat stripped from a pig, and the eggs once housed gestating fetuses.
Thank you. No. Anything else?
I can offer you cross ants. I am not sure of the pronunciation.
And what are cross ants?
They are tiny insects, whipped into a fury, and then whipped into an evil-smelling fondue.
Thank you. I'll just throw up.
Will that be all?
You might provide a bucket.
So, you have decided?
I have, my father.
There is nothing I can do apart from employing the use of manacles to stop you?
No, my mind is made up. I will to the wilderness, there to live as one with nature until I find my true love. Just me, the clothes I stand up in, and this large trunk.
Touching. Although there is one man who may make you change your mind. He waits without.
My love, it is I, Selwyndor.
I see what you mean. This is the reason for my departure, so his arrival at this point is hardly going to make me change my mind.
Can I do nothing to make you stay? Yet tarry, my love, for my love for you doth overflow and know no bounds.
I'm not marrying somebody who sounds like he's straight out of drama school.
Is there then nothing I can do to make you stay?
Yes. Drop dead, and I will stay for the funeral.
Daughter, consider his feelings. Will nothing dissuade you?
Nothing. Goodbye, father.
Oh. All right. Can I help with the trunk? Ow! Bye, then.
Take care of the trunk, Mlachlindra. It may one day save your life.
That's stupid, father. The day that trunk saves my life will be the day I die.
Your move.
Queen takes bishop.
Good move. A pawn takes queen.
Even better move.
You haven't moved my piece.
Yes, I keep forgetting that your hands developed into feather dusters.
I did mention that.
Isn't that a disadvantage when it comes to manipulating things?
We manipulate with our minds, not our dusters.
Except chess pieces, it would appear.
And don't get pedantic. Every evolutionary leap has a reason. And take, for example, the third nose on the Quenlic spider. It has no purpose, but serves well as a drinks tray when it goes socializing. The same is true in the case of our dusters, which sweep majestically on towards a future when a bright future, will be revealed.
Is it also the fate of sweeping-robed, big-brained super-beings to speak in such messianic terms?
It is so written.
Very badly.
And your colleagues, are they like you?
They are merely walk-ons.
Your voice is different.
There were some comments about modulation, which has been toned down.
20 seconds to orbit, sir.
You are alive. I thought I was hallucinating after hypersleep. I shot you, didn't I? So I thought we'd agreed you were dead.
Helm agrees, sir.
Agreed. But for the purposes of this demonstration, it was decided that it would be better he be revived, as he raised a few laughs in the first one.
And bugger continuity, eh? Is that all?
Computer online! Computer online! Computer online! Computer online!
That's the trouble with sequels, no originality.
Helm confirms, sir.
Thank you for reinforcing my point.
Orbit achieved, New Murno.
Thank you for remembering my title.
Helm confirms, New Murno.
As we are in command of this ship, the title no longer applies.
Typical. They remember, the title is forgotten.
Helm confirms, mate.
However, you may run the ship as you see fit until you are finally settled on the planet.
And after that?
I intend to take a holiday.
Wayla, have a survey team prepared.
Yes, sir.
Human, Binny?
Oh no, Grindel. Queen takes bishop.
Good move. Right, I'll see you and raise you double with this one. Pawn takes queen. Took out your queen and a Rico shit got the king. My game, I think.
I think we're going to need a new board.
Binny and Grindel prepare to launch shuttle.
Yeah. Bloody Willy Woofter.
It's fur, Binny. He's covered in fur.
Yeah, but furry fur, that doesn't have the same ring, does it?
Come on.
Have to fix that.
Why are we taking the crap shuttle?
Well, one was left on Oeth all those years ago. The second was taken by the delegation to Earth, you know. The ones what blew up. Which gives me an idea. And this is the only one left.
Why can't we transport down then instead of taking this grot bucket?
Plot lines, Grindel, plot lines. Come on, let's get this crate moving.
At Atmosphere check.
Check.
Internal power check.
Check.
Instrument check.
Check.
Gyro check.
Mom was late.
Open bay door.
You didn't shut the shuttle door, Billy!
Sorry! I thought continuity would cover it.
We're off. This is what makes the job worthwhile. The vast, unfolding expanse of a star-spangled eternal night. Exploring other worlds. Rustling the natives.
No. There ain't no intelligent life on the planet.
Oh, well. Rustling the grass, then.
It's a shame we only get to go out once every 3 million years.
Attack! Attack! Onward! Brothers Spillway!
Yes!
And Grit!
Yes!
Soon we will attack!
I hope so, Firewolf Ball. We've been planning this attack on the Therulor tribe for months.
Therulor? Laclyndra, the daughter of Penthra, the tribe leader, lives there, doesn't she?
Oh yes, of course!
I'm just explaining.
All we need now is a sign!
You don't know the way.
A sign? Here we are with the new volcanoes bursting daily. Lava flows threatening to wipe out our village, and he wants a sign!
It's all a question of perspective.
Soon, my brother, soon! It shall be soon! And then we shall attack! Preferably before the scene ends! There is the sign! Now is the time to attack!
Attack! Onwards! Obviously, Villa!
Keep extras!
Attack!
Sir, we're now in orbit around your new planet.
Excellent. How does it look?
Fine, sir. It's a rather attractive, subtle magenta colour, and it even has its own moon.
Good, I'll use it for... This sounds uncomfortably familiar.
Strange, I'd say, especially when you consider it doesn't actually have a moon. We're going in now for the survey, but our initial scan shows the planet to be fine.
Based on a satisfactory report, we'll begin transporting down. In it out.
Beginning landing procedure.
Retros on. Heat shield retract.
Check.
Legs down.
Oh, sorry, just relaxing.
Lower landing gear. Stand by to cut engines. I wish you wouldn't take me quite so literally.
We're down, ain't we?
Yeah, but not necessarily in one piece.
Come on. Grab the camera and tripod. It's a black and white one, isn't it?
Don't matter. It's just so they can get an idea of what the place looks like.
Billy and Grindel to New Uno Emmett. Come in, please.
Emmett receiving. Go ahead.
It's rather nice. As you can see, there are vast rolling plains, trees in abundance, and over the brow of that hill, I can just hear the sea.
Shall I take soil samples?
No. The cleaners assured us the planet would be fine.
Your faith is touching.
Then I'll move it.
I'll just move the camera around 360 degrees to give you a panoramic view. Oh dear, I feel terrible. I feel as if... Oh no, I'm...
Billy, Grindel, come in. They can't be. Cleaner, you said this stupid pink planet would be fine.
I assure you, Emmett, there is nothing wrong with this planet's atmosphere.
Then how... Vinny, Grindel, is that you?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Couldn't resist it.
Wheeler, when I give the instruction, introduce a large crater where Vinny and Grindel currently stand.
Yes, sir.
When I give the sign, my brothers, we attack!
Was that the sign?
Well, it was a sign.
And what does the sign mean?
Retreat! Retreat! Back
retreat! Retreat!
Retreat!
Fall back! Robot, etc. Retreat! Fall back! Retreat! Fall back! Run away! Retreat! Retreat! Fall back! Exit! Has to have the last word, doesn't he?
The time has come, Emmett, for you to begin to ready yourself for settlement on your new planet. All on the surface is not ready, but there you shall wait until we sort out the final climatic conditions and clear up the paperwork. Prepare now, Emmett, prepare! And you, Waylar, and you, Helm!
Now? But not me! No! Don't I at least get to pack a toothbrush?
Helm has firm bristles, sir.
Don't push it, Helm.
This is wonderful, Emmett. The air is so fresh. The tall grass is waving gently in a light breeze. It's great.
Achoo!
Helm, a sneeze, sir.
You can always die again, you know.
I think I just did, sir.
The clear sky, the rolling plains, the trees standing proudly on the hills, and the sea beyond. It really is beautiful, Emmett.
I have to agree, Waylar. It is beautiful. The cleaners have made a good choice.
Shame about it all being in black and white.
Budget.
One other thing. Those volcanoes are rather disconcerting.
They are a bad sign.
Sign? Don't you start.
Start what?
Oh, sorry, I forgot we weren't there.
Well, if we're going to be stuck on this monochrome paradise, we'll have to learn how to live here.
Let's move to the hills.
Helm votes with his feet, sir.
If we walk to that rise, we should get a better view of the surrounding area.
It's a good thing we don't actually have to do all this walking, or I'd be rather tired by now.
Two of us are floating, apparently.
Here we are.
It looks like you were right, Waylar. I could really come to learn to dominate this place.
The grey, grey grass of home.
Wait a minute. I thought this planet was supposed to be uninhabited.
According to the brochures.
Over there, about a mile away, a set of primitive dwellings. And over there, another set.
Hastily erected.
There's a set of people running between them.
I think they've spotted us.
They're beginning to run towards us.
I just wish we didn't have to explain.
Oh no, it's hot.
A new volcano has erupted right beneath them.
All those extras.
Rather a dramatic way to avoid a confrontation.
Perhaps the author is having a bad day.
Author, eh?
His words, not mine.
I suggest we move to another field before that lava catches up with us. It's white hot.
Only because it's not yellow.
We should be all right over here.
As long as the planet doesn't sprout another spot. Is that someone standing over there by those large trees?
Standing next to that trunk?
Well, of course a trunk. Oh, I see what you mean. Yes.
We haven't been noticed. Shall we move closer?
Trump, trump, trump. Trump, trump. Trump, trump. Trump, trump, trump. Stop!
It's a large, ornate traveling trunk.
It's a woman.
Oh, it's a large, ornate female traveling trunk.
No, next to the trunk is a beautiful woman. My God, she's stunning. Long, flowing, light hair, grey eyes, a gown which, although totally unsuited to High King, is gorgeous, and a figure which reminds me just how long I've been in space. You've heard of love at first sight?
Forgive me, but I didn't honestly think you were, you know, interested in women.
Well, voices can be deceptive.
You may have a point, darling.
I must speak to her.
Is that a group of men over there by the trees? But they're so far from the village. And that one walking towards me now is so hairy. Stunning, but hairy. What a rug. Hello?
Hello?
What a wonderful voice. So, somehow, masculine without being manly. Could it be that you are the one destined for me? The one I have long waited for?
I'd like to think so. I felt strangely drawn to you from the first moment that I saw you.
Then my long wait in the wilderness, with nothing to sustain me but this large trunk, is over!
I'm standing next to you. You are beautiful.
You're ever so handsome.
I think we're an item.
When you've quite finished this section, would you be so kind as to introduce us?
My love, this is Emmett, my commander, and this is the Helm. I don't think he ever did have a name.
Helm confirms.
We were given this planet.
As you were given to me. I see by your bearing that you are obviously a hunter.
I am descended from a tribal warrior race, yes.
This is wonderful! My trunk shall never be empty.
Well, yes, that is a spot of luck. Not only have I found the love of my life, but even before we are married, we already have a fridge freezer.
Would you mind ever so if we were to continue with the plot?
This is the plot. This part is my destiny.
Well, I'd have asked for a rewrite.
Helm agrees, sir.
Would you like me to shoot you again?
Go ahead, sir. It doesn't seem to matter.
I don't understand. This gun is functioning perfectly.
Helm agrees, sir, but I don't get ridden out here.
Good. Fine. Well, here we all are, then.
Helm agrees, sir.
Can it, Helm?
It can, sir.
I think we may be about to be erupted under.
Head for that outcrop of rocks.
Come on, I don't actually know your name.
Laclindra.
And I am Waylar.
A proud name.
Quick, over by those rocks. There's what seems to be a small entrance.
I hate to say this, but the lava is heading directly this way.
It's coming right for us.
The flow is so large.
The flow is so hot.
The flow is so wide.
We're all gonna die.
Let's not get carried away. Here's the entrance.
Will it be large enough to shelter us all?
It will comfortably accommodate us.
Right. Everybody get in quickly and then I can pull this large trunk across the entrance.
Will it stop the lava?
I hope so. The rest of this is just in credits.
We're still here, sir.
Well, now that we're here, we might as well explore. Did anyone think to bring a light?
Ah.
So, I dominate in darkness.
That's not what I heard.
We're all going to die. Waylar, my love, hold me.
I can't see you.
Follow my voice.
Oh, thank God this is in stereo.
So what happens now?
If only the rocks were luminous crystal.
They suddenly are, sir.
And that's just sloppy writing. It's a cave system with tunnels leading off everywhere. It's huge.
Any excuse for a reverb?
I think it might be an idea if we try to find another way out. So I suggest we pick a tunnel.
This one over here looks promising. It looks like it leads into another large cave. Laclindra, my dear. We can explore together.
Waylar, my love.
It's huge!
We can get across to the other side, but there's only a narrow ledge going around a large hole in the center of the chamber. Although looking at it, it seems to be a huge bottomless chasm.
I wonder how deep it is. Could be anything up to a mile, maybe more.
Helm agrees, sir.
Watch it, Helm. The rock is collapsing where you're standing.
Helm will go see!
I take it you're finally out of it, then.
Sir, look down there where the Helm has fallen.
I'd rather not. I can't stand heights, and I'm not too keen on squashy red things, either.
But, sir, see how the rock face resolves itself into a tracery of scaffolding.
We're in a system of tunnels with a chasm that goes down at least a mile. We can see the bottom, but there's no lava. What's with this planet?
A 2-year guarantee at least, I hope.
One of the rock pillars is shattered.
I'm scared, Whaler. Hold me.
Don't worry. You're a woman. It's expected of you. Don't worry too much if you feel like screaming.
There goes another.
I can see movement, but I don't understand what could be moving.
It's not the helm.
Oh, please.
Is it my imagination, or is the bottom of the chasm moving closer than it was?
You're right! It's moving against the scaffolding!
There's a huge crack running up the side of the rock.
The floor of the chasm is definitely nearer. I can make out the helm! Ugh! How horrible!
I'd hate to look like that and still try and be funny.
The planet is obviously unstable. Why is this happening? The Klingons said they'd take us to a new planet, specifically made for us. In fact, it's so new...
It hasn't even hatched yet.
You're right. The planet we've been standing on is in fact just a shell, the real planet apparently growing underneath.
These are rather large intuitive leaps.
In fact, did the Klingons say this planet was called? Egroshell? Egroshell?
He didn't mention it actually, but never mind.
At least it will explain the volcanoes. Venting the pressure from the new planet as it grows.
But it doesn't explain the inhabitants. It doesn't explain Laklindra.
All this is pointless. We have to find another way out of here or we're all finished.
Helm agrees, sir.
Oh, you've got to be dead. No one could survive a fall like that.
Try telling the author that.
There's a light up ahead. Could be daylight. Could be a way out.
Come on, out!
Oh, Whaler!
The Klingons have made a colossal cocker. They brought us here far too early.
Whaler, there's another lava flow heading towards us.
Hello, Flo.
This whole place is just a planet without a home.
What?
A planet without a home for us. I can't explain the title any other way.
Whaler! The lava!
Cleaners! Cleaners! Get us out of here!
Whaler! The lava is almost on top of me! The heat is... Whaler, help me!
Laklindra, I'm coming! Hold me quick!
I can't! The lava is...
Are you well?
Fine.
Fine.
Fine. That's all right then.
We're all fine.
Fine.
All fine.
Good.
Laklindra isn't fine.
Sorry, who?
Laklindra, my love. She died in the lava. I couldn't save her.
She wasn't destined to become a regular.
Obviously not, damn it.
What about my planet? Is it destroyed?
No, it is now ready. I will admit we arrived early and put you down by mistake. But when we realized you were on the shell, we brought you back.
What about Laklindra? You can't bring her back.
No. Sorry, but that would require a suspension of disbelief beyond even us.
Then the inhabitants were a mistake.
Not a mistake, exactly. But it was unfortunate that the shell was also capable of evolving and supporting life.
You should have saved them.
Godlike we may be, but we're not miracle workers.
Funny you should say that.
And who are you?
I am a representative of the Ultimate Deity Association. My God.
That's rather clever. My hand went right through it.
Of course. You are merely mortal. Your stage of evolution cannot cope with the subtle forces involved in its printing.
Why are you here?
We have been watching the development of the ones known as Klingons, to see whether they would be eligible for membership.
And are they?
And you are?
I am the head Klingon.
My card.
But my hand went right through it as well.
Which means you failed the first test.
It rather confirms my suspicions that you're not ready for godlike status. I tried telling my superiors, but they wouldn't have it.
But we created a planet. We used our dusters to collect together the random particles of the cosmos and formed them with our will into the matter of the shell, within which we could grow a world uniquely suited to Emmett and his crew.
And just how long did that take?
3 million years from the time we left Earth.
Not bad, but a true deity would never have taken that long. You should have turned out the molds in 6 days tops.
And presumably rested on the 7th.
Precisely.
So that means that Waylar and I...
The helm, sir.
And the helm have been waiting now for a total of 6 million years since we left my home planet. That's rather a long time to wait to be rehoused, don't you think?
Exactly. It's bad customer relations that rather let the side down. So I'm afraid it's off to a compulsory retraining center for you cleaners.
But what about my planet?
Oh, that. It has been accelerated to the global island paradise you always wanted. I've even added color. Not bad for an afternoon's work.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And now we really must be going.
What about Mlaclindra?
Oh, her. She's waiting down on the surface next to her trunk.
Thank you.
I might as well tidy up the helm while I'm at it.
You don't realize how lucky you are, Helm.
Helm does, sir. Helm does.
Goodbye. It's been nice knowing you.
That's it, then.
It would appear that way, Emmett.
I have a planet of my own.
I have a girl of my own to settle down with.
I have my looks.
Yes. I just wish the endings weren't always so abrupt.
In Planet Without a Home, the narrator, Chris Eden, and again, rather alarmingly, Kathy, were played by Alastair Locke. Emmett, the computer, Selwyn Bohr, and Binny were played by Stephen Allen. Panthera, the helm, Grindel, and the ultimate deity were played by Nicholas Briggs. Mlaclindra was played by Heather Barker. All other parts were played by a busload of pensioners who took a wrong turn off the A30 just outside Salisbury and ate all the biscuits. Well, after we'd repaired the fan belt and given them all a cup of tea, well, we gave them a cup of tea each. I don't mean they all shared just the one cup.